Pulitzer Prize goes to queer troll author, "Sissy Porn Did Make Me Trans, Getting Fucked Makes You Female," by David Ng on May 21, 2023. The Pulitzer Prize has embraced the transgender agenda in a major way this year by awarding transgender woman Andrea Long Chu with the prize for criticism, recognizing her book reviews that have appeared in Vox Media own New York Magazine and its site, Vulture. But since the awards were announced this month, Chu's win has spawned a growing backlash among women who have expressed both bewilderment and disgust, especially over Chu's past writings in which he has claimed that anyone can be a woman and described how pornography addiction led to his desire to become a woman. "Sissy Porn Did Make Me Trans," Chu once wrote. Others are objecting to how the Pulitzers have effectively elevated Chu to an authority figure on womanhood and feminism, two of his favorite subjects, despite the fact that Chu has never been female. Some have even dismissed Chu as a glorified sexual fetishist and female imposter. "The truth is, I have never been able to differentiate liking women from wanting to be like them," he also wrote. So who is Andrea Long Chu? For starters, Chu is a heterosexual man who identifies as a woman, though he has called himself a trans lesbian. By one account, the Duke University and NYU graduate's birth name was Andrew. Even before joining New York Magazine in 2021, he was a darling of the cultural elite due to his essays on feminism and gender transitioning. He has appeared in Vogue magazine as well as woke model Emily Ratajkowski's podcast, during which he held forth on the nature of sexual desire. Watch below. Chu's writing is often convoluted and abstruse, like a junior varsity version of Judith Butler but with a flair for cheap provocation. He received wide acclaim for his 2019 book Females, in which he delves into detail about what kinds of porn he likes to masturbate to. One of his favorite genres is sissy porn, which involves men wearing women's underwear and being forced into submissive or feminine roles. "Sissy Porn Did Make Me Trans," he wrote in the book. "At the center of sissy porn lies the asshole, a kind of universal vagina through which femaleness can always be accessed." Chu also argued that being a woman isn't biological or even genetic but rather an existential condition. "Everyone is female," he wrote in the book's first page. "Femaleness is not an anatomical or genetic characteristic of an organism but rather a universal existential condition, the one and only structure of human consciousness." In another passage clearly meant to provoke, Chu lamented the ways in which the culture has debased women to the barest essentials of femaleness: an open mouth, an expectant asshole, blank, blank eyes. "Getting fucked makes you female because fucked is what a female is." In an interview with Vogue, Chu described his provocational style as not just trolling, an admission that, at a basic level, his writing does fit the definition of trolling, though he would quibble that there is also a deeper purpose. Before joining New York Magazine, Chu wrote for numerous literary publications, including the site N Plus One. In one N Plus One essay, he wrote about his experience undergoing bottom surgery to remove his penis and create an artificial vagina. "On the eve of the operation, I held a small celebration on the second floor of a Brooklyn pub," he recalled. "I'd spent weeks looking for a new dress. Miss Andrea Long Chu asks that you join her and her loved ones at a funeral for her dick, read the invitations. Funeral attire was advised. When I arrived, I discovered that one guest had combed the party store for all the balloon letters needed to spell out Happy New Vagina. Later, a dear friend called me to the front of the room and presented me with a gender reveal cake, which she invited me to cut. It was pink. I was safe." As for his politics, Chu once argued, again, with seemingly deliberate provocation, that then-President Donald Trump may be suffering from gender dysphoria. "He is, after all, an abortive man, a beta trapped in an alpha's body," he wrote, before bizarrely and falsely accusing Trump of shooting up a school. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.